I sighted the microphone from the green light to the speed trap. Ray Guarino and Jody calls them as they seize them, and you better believe them. Here, relevant news, biased opinion, and outright nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gasp! It's mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrill to the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track, barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disasters as they shake hands with the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motor Mouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Eat, Ray Guarino and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free every Sunday at noon on WHBC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway sign. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass. Even!
Swinging and rocking and bopping into this show, Motormouth Radio, Long Island's only automotive talk show, with your host, Ray Guarino, special guest host in the studio today, Mr. Terry Wilson, Terry LSX, Coverman 66.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you.
Once again, the second time around.
That's right.
Shalimar, yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, you're in the club, so, you know,
I really do.
Keep our friends close and our good friends closer. So, you have tuned in to Motor Mouth Radio, of course.
Yes.
This is our pre-Christmas show. And you know how to listen to us because you're doing that now.
Yes, yes.
And as Terry would say, right, I want to give your intro for how you start all your videos,
This is your boy Terry, not speaking from the garage shop, but speaking from WHPC.
Right.
That's right, 90.3 on the FM dial.
That's right, yeah. For all of our LS amigos.
Yes, LS crazed amigos, yes.
That is correct, and we're going to get into that. But you should know that if you want to follow more of what we do, you can follow us on social media, of course, on Twitter and Facebook, yep. And the web, it's Motor Mouth Radio, and on Instagram, it's Joe's favorite, real_MotorMouthRadio.
Yes, yes.
And that's where we post pictures of the things we get into during the week when we're not here at the studio, because we do a lot more outside of here than we do in here.
People just don't know.
Oh, boy.
They just don't have a clue.
I know, right?
But we're going to let them know today.
And you especially, Terry. You are very, very busy. Your social media, wow.
Well, you know what it is? Like I say, I know all my videos. You know, there is no me without you. And I really mean that, because if it wasn't for people tuning in and pretty much appreciating and liking what I do, I couldn't do this. And
correct.
I always like to give a big thanks, and it's just been a wild trip.
Yeah. Now, how long have you been in? Well, first of all, you know what? Let everybody know how they can find you on the in social media and
social
on the web.
Social media, on YouTube, I'm Coverman66, no space. Mm-hmm. On Facebook, I'm Terry LSX, and also Terry Wilson. You know, people don't know that, but
right,
no,
correct,
I do exactly. Same with Instagram, Terry LSX, and I have a Twitter account, but I really haven't been, because it's just so much. It's too much.
Yeah,
it's too much, and you know, I post all my videos and. Again, I'm glad that most of these people like them, and I really appreciate that. Thank you. Listen, I'm really humbled by that.
And it's true. Your stuff is more Instagram-based because it's more picture and video. I like Instagram better myself.
Yeah.
Twitter, you know, you can't put as many pictures up.
No, and Twitter, you're limited. And now with Instagram, you can go as far as up to 10 minutes.
Oh, really?
Which is really cool, because Instagram used to be, I think, a minute. 30 seconds a minute. And, you know, that's when my videos start getting, you know, like to the point, you know. And so once they went to 10 minutes where you can do Instagram TV.
Yeah.
Beautiful thing.
right.
Game changer. As Tori DeBlasi would say.
Yes, Tori. Good friend Tori. We asked Tori to come in today. He's out with some bronchitis. He's got a you know, suffering with some of that stuff. So, of course, you can't really
wish him the best of luck on getting healthy. And same with Joey D.
Yes, Joey D. Right. Well, all these guys, they'll all be back. They'll be back in action. You can't keep good men down.
No, no.
You know, they can try, but they can't. They can't succeed.
No.
And just to clarify, the way that we met was through another entity. It was from Playing in Traffic.
Yes, we did.
Of course, with Louis Lee, and at the time, Lou Santiago was
hit
doing
it off
the show, right?
Yes.
Thursday night.
Yep.
Well, it was Wednesday, and it was Thursday.
Wednesday night, yep. Flip and, back and forth.
You know, it just so happened that we've got our own little separate social network of guys now, you know, and we kind of... you know, because in any group, people kind of shift and like, even in a party, you know, you've three guys over here, four guys over here.
Well, what it is a common cause, and you know, like the cars, which bring us all together. And and then come to find out that it's music as well.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, the music, of course, is big. And I've always said, like, cars and guitars, those two things, you know, that's something that always goes well. You know, there was something that, of course, you know, Chassis John... is one of our amigos, you know.
So he would be like, he'd probably say break drums and bass drums.
Well, you know, there's all sorts of...
Ooh.
Ooh. I don't know if you got to check this out. This is one of the songs we were talking about the other night. Remember?
Yeah.
Inagata de Vida.
This is it?
Right. Now, this song will go on for like, you know, 22 minutes, but it was actually a radio edit that was like down to like 2.3 or like 3 minutes or something, which was like ridiculous. But
that went from like late 60s to like 70s real quick, like mid 70s.
Yeah, it was like 68.
Yeah.
That was like right around when I started learning how to play drums.
Wow. You know,
I had a mentor up the block, and I used to sit and watch him, and he was, you know, teaching me what to do and show me all the. And he was like one of those guys where. He could have been in like Chicago or Blood, Sweat, and Tears or.
Oh, he just,
You know, he was a real serious, serious drummer.
Well, you know, see, my father, he won a drum set, cause my father was a pianist.
Okay.
Father was a pianist. He played several instruments, but piano was his main instrument, and he won a drum set. And, I still remember it. It was Saturday morning. I come, you know, like 5 years old. I'm getting ready to wake up and have some, Apple Jacks and watch Scooby Doo. Next thing I know, I see this drum set, and I proceeded. Now, this is like maybe 7 o'clock in the morning.
Hey.
You know, and I proceeded to bang on these drum sets, and my sister was like, you better get off that drum set, because like she didn't know what was up, but my parents were asleep, but I just didn't care. I just wanted to whack on them. And next thing I know, my father picked my little butt up from my my shirt collar, and he was, you know, like, it was just love at first sight with the drum set at that point.
And how old were you at that point?
I probably was about maybe 5 or 6.
Okay.
But then you know what happens, life gets a hold of you, you know, like sports come into your life, you leave the drums alone, and you come back a couple of years later, and you realize, you know, like, hey, you know, people, you know, appreciate musicians as well as athletes, so.
Mm-hmm.
But I always had a love for the drum set. Matter of fact, the first thing I learned how to play to its fullest, which is pretty simple, but, you know, it still takes a little shaft.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that whole hi-hat riff.
Right.
You know? And I sat there and I listened into it, and I was like, okay, I don't get this. And then I was like, I guess I should incorporate the snare and the kick. So at some point, I did.
Well, yeah, that's it. You build.
You build upon it. And same with, I actually learned how to play Rush, Tom Sawyer.
Oh, very good, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, from when you listen to it and then you actually see the sheet music, something totally different, and you just close the book.
Yeah.
Because he's going from 16ths to like 6/8, and he's just going all over the
Neil
place.
Neil Peart, that guy can.
Fourths, yeah.
He can play in 3 or 4 time signatures at the same time.
He's ridiculous. Yeah, and, you know, he's one of my mentors, man. Musical, anyways.
Uh-oh.
You got the sticks in there?
I wanted to show you. These are some of the original sticks that I saved back from the 70s. Those are my Regal Tip Rocks.
Oh, look at this. Nylon tip. We had this talk.
Because with the guy that I mentored under, he was more like a jazz guy. So I had to learn how to play jazz riffs and jazz tempos and all. And those were the sticks. They were thin. They were light.
See, that's what I like. I like a thin, heavier stick. I like the number 8
right,
D's.
Right, you said the 8s.
Yes, yeah. 8 D's, yes. I do like them a little longer and a little bit heavier, thinner.
So that's like 40-year-old wood right there, you know?
And it's going to last forever.
Yeah,
look absolutely. At this. Nylon ticks look 40 years old, and the tips still look like they're new.
Yeah,
look at
that.
Unbelievable.
But you could get into this too if you want to talk about cars, guitars, you want to talk about LSs, we're going to talk about that or drums.
Yes.
Give us a call, 516-572-7440, and we're here to take those calls and entertain you, because we can also troubleshoot a few things. You know, we're able to do that. I want to tell you a funny story, Terry. This is really cool. I forgot to mention it last week. But last weekend, I had gone to my wife and I went to a Christmas party with some friends in New Jersey. And it was a mixture of people, like there always is, you know.
Yep.
And over at the food table, there was a lot of this big sushi display. You know, it was really nice.
I like sushi.
Now, it just so happened that the people who hosted the party, their neighbors are Korean.
Okay.
So there was this Korean man and woman, and you could see they sat by themselves. They felt out of place. They didn't feel like they really, you know, mingled. And they feel, I found out, they feel they have a language barrier. They feel they don't speak good enough English. And I spoke to them that, you know, you can... I mean, listen, it's not fluent like we are, but you could certainly understand these people.
And that's the thing. I mean, you know, that's what makes this place so beautiful. I mean, you got different cultures, and you learn from it. And I'm glad you went over there and talked to them because...
Oh, sure, of course.
It's a beautiful thing when, you know, and you learn something from them, you know?
Well, and I had a little bit of fun, too, of course, because I, unknowing to me, I went to get some sushi, and the woman, this is how we started, she jumped up and said, oh, you need help. You use these, and she showed me chopsticks. So I grabbed a set of chopsticks, and she's watching me. I took my rolls, I put them on my plate, and she's like, whoa, very good. I'm like,
okay.
I said, I'm a drummer, and I'm a mechanic.
And
I
yes.
said, so my fingers are trained.
Yes.
And she was floored. And I watched from a little ways away, and everybody who went over, she did the same thing with, but she helped them take the sushi because most people can't use chopsticks.
I think drummers can definitely use chopsticks.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it helps with the...
My wife said to me, like, how do you do that? I'm like, listen. And my friend said the same thing. I said, well, you hold one fixed, and you tweeze the other one.
Exactly. It's kind of like, you know, like when you have... Well, how do you hold your drumsticks? Do you hold them like traditional or...
I'm a traditionalist, yeah. I'm
really?
Yeah.
You like that?
Left hand, yeah.
On left hand like that?
Left
I seen hand. One of my buddies. He does it with both
hands. Wow, I haven't seen that.
I was like, okay, I'm impressed. But I can do it like that, depending on what kind of flow I'm playing. But
the guy I learned from was like, you do it right. Like, I wanted to play at the time. Satisfaction was a big song on the radio, you know, the Stones. And he's like, we're not playing that crap. You know? And he puts on like Lighthouse or puts on Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Like, you're going to learn how to do this. You know?
Wow.
So that's how I got introduced to Billy Cobham and guys like that.
Billy Cobham is nice. I love that Stratus. You ever heard that?
My favorite. And in fact, you know, it's funny because most of the music I play in the show is sponsored by Infinity Records out in Massapequa. And I just saw that record on the deck yesterday. Hang on. We're going to take a call. We're going to go to the phones and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Oh, hi. How you doing? Can I talk to Terry?
Yes. Who are we speaking to?
This is Iris.
Hi, Iris.
How you doing, Iris?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to tell Terry that my husband and I are big fans of his. Oh. My husband has a Chevelle, and we watch his videos together. And he's a funny guy, but he's serious, and he really knows his stuff, and we really enjoy watching him.
Oh, well, you know, Iris, that's what it's about, and I really appreciate that. And, you know, like, you can learn, and it's about entertaining as well, and... You know, I really appreciate this phone call. Thank you very much. It means a lot
to me. Thank you, Terry. Continue like all that you're doing. You're great at it.
Iris, where are you and your husband from?
Morristown, New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey. Okay, very good. Yeah, so we're all tri-state kind of people. But, you know, with the internet, you could have been in Oregon or wherever and... You know, because that, of,
yeah,
that's great.
That's
so
beautiful.
You watch the videos.
That's the good thing about his videos. Anyone, anywhere can watch them.
What is it that you particularly like about the videos, Iris? Because I know
I think he's very straightforward. He doesn't like. He's just to the fact, and he's very handsome.
Oh,
don't let my husband hear. He's very handsome, and he has a great personality. And you can tell when he's doing the videos that he's having a great time. That he really likes doing it, and if I knew him, I'd be friends with him. He's just like a great guy.
And you would be because you can't meet Terry and not like the guy. I mean, he's just one of those guys where. You know, he's real. And like you said, when I watch those videos, I can see, okay, we're not in a production studio. We're not in...
Yeah.
And nothing wrong with a production studio.
No.
Some guys raise to that, and they're able to do that to get better lighting and acoustics. But you can see, hey, and I've asked him questions. What's that in your garage? What was that over your shoulder, you know?
That Jerry Lewis picture you said.
Right. So that's... you're right. So that's very good, Iris.
He's very down to earth, and he doesn't like act... like pompous like some people. He just seems like a real like down to earth nice guy.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Iris. I really appreciate it.
Thank you guys.
Tell your husband that what's it called to try to reach out to me as far as
okay,
I'd love to know
yeah.
what his,
I mean he watches all your videos on YouTube, so he probably has, I don't know, but I'm just watching this now. I have
I
to ask him.
Excellent.
Okay, Iris, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. So long. All righty. Well, Terry, listen, you're lighting up the phones. We're going to go back to the phones. We'll go back to the fun and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, guys, how you doing? It's Jesse John.
Ah! Hey, Johnny, what's happening?
What's up, Johnny?
Listening to you guys.
All right. We were, we're having a ball. We're trying to kick this off, and we don't, you know, we, I don't know, we're just kind of winging it, you know? So what are you up to today?
That's it. I just left Nate Morris's house.
Okay.
He's the leader of the band Boys to Men.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. I had to go check up on his tank. He's touring. I think he's in Vietnam, he said.
Wow.
Believe it or not, they're doing concerts. They're doing concerts in Vietnam.
Excellent.
So I had to stop in, make sure the fish got fed and everything was good. So working, I just left.
Yeah, working on a Sunday. Look at that.
Wow. Johnny, let me ask you a question. How do you hold
these concerts? It's going to be a crazy week. I hold them both ways depending on what I'm playing.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean both ways? What are the classical, I guess, the traditional way would be number one, right?
Yeah, I learned from a great jazz player out in Suffolk County.
Wow. Okay.
And I learned traditional grip, you know, right from the start.
Right.
That's what he taught me. I mean, you know, back in the 70s, a lot of guys were not using matched grip in the early 70s because most of your classic rock drummers all came up with a jazz background.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think Keith Moon was the first guy I saw.
Keith Moon, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I learned how to get around a relatively large drum set using traditional grip.
Me as you know, I was going to say, John, I studied and watched Buddy Rich a lot. And when I saw what he did with that left hand, you know, and then of course we do stuff like this, you know. I got to throw that in there because we were talking about that on a Thursday night. So,
I heard my name mentioned earlier. I was in the house. I couldn't be on the phone there.
Yes, we invoked your name. Oh, that's very good.
Yeah.
Cool stuff.
That's cool.
Excellent.
Terry, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, brother. How you feeling?
I'm all right, man.
Yeah.
Getting ready for the holiday.
Back at you. Are you still coming to New York?
Yes, I am. I'll be there Thursday after Christmas.
Do you fly in or are you going to drive that truck up?
What, are you kidding me? I'm flying.
Yeah.
I got no time to be wasting.
Right.
Oh, so
right.
You want to just get in and get out.
Right.
I gotta get there in, you know, 3.5-4 hours or less. I am not spending 12 hours driving up to New York. Yeah, that's nuts.
And then have to look forward to doing it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Not interested.
I hear that.
So, all right, John.
Should
well,
be pretty
we'll,
good.
And one of these days we'll get you in the studio here, and we'll you know we'll get you in a hot seat and have some fun.
Yeah, it's beautiful here, man.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
All righty, John. All right. Thanks
Season's
for the call, brother.
To you, man.
You got it. Take care.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. All right. That was Chassie John from Long Island, formerly from Long Island, now from Florida.
Yes.
What we're going to do, Terry, is we're going to take a quick break. We got to do a little bit of music stuff here.
Please do it.
And let's see. You know what? You got the stick, so you're going to start off. I want you to play the drum riff, kind of like a military riff. Give it to me in, like, maybe, I don't know, like 4-6. I don't know, something cool.
What do you want? Like on the sticks?
You'll follow along. Don't worry. Follow my cues. Follow the bass player, and we'll be all good on 90.3 WHPC. Hit it!
Nassau Community College is here to support your goal to obtain a degree or certificate or enhance your skills to advance your career.
Several programs are offered at a convenient time on the weekend where you can attend classes Friday evening through Sunday.
In addition, you can complement face-to-face classes with distance education courses which can be taken online.
More information about the programs and courses that are offered on the weekend can be found by contacting the Office of Workforce Development and Lifelong Learning at 516-572-3554 or email weekendcollege@ncc.edu.
Smile!
Are you telling the microphone to smile so you could take a picture of it?
Yeah. So, which side do you think is its good side?
It's just a microphone.
I know, it's a microphone. Perfect. I think I'll put the Lark filter on it.
Why did you take a picture of the microphone, and who cares what filter you're going to use?
You'd care if you followed 903WHPC on Instagram.
Oh, Instagram. Wait, I want to go viral. Take a picture of me. Get my good side and use that Lark filter.
Follow 903WHPC on Instagram and join the conversation from the voice of Nassau Community College.
I said get my good side. Delete that.
Ugh.
That's 903WHPC on Instagram from 90.3WHPC.
The brass section came in with to help Terry out on the skins, and we got a stand-up bass, which is really cool, and we're back on Motormouth Radio, and I want to tell you about a show you got to listen to Sundays at 7 a.m. on this station called Oasis. Victoria Crosby presents New Age, Light Jazz, and Classical Music along with poetry readings, and we're playing the cool jazz today because it's the Motormouth Radio Christmas tribute, so that's what we're doing. And we know we got Joe from Infinity Records listening. The story I wanted to tell you, Terry, I'm in the record shop yesterday where I go to get all my good stuff,
right.
Of course, from Joe from Infinity. And I saw someone they put a copy of Stratus, Billy Cobham Stratus, on the
really?
Counter. And I wanted to see who was buying the album because not a lot of people know about that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And me, I bought that album new, and I think now I have a second copy of it. I bought the CD. And I wanted to see who was hip enough to be tuned into Billy Cobham, and I didn't get to see, but that's the kind of stuff you find at that store. You'll find new.
Nah, that's good. You know, and it's funny because the newer generation, the younger generation, they're into that stuff because you know what it is? Not only is it just really cool to listen to, it's cool to sample because that first,
oh, hell yeah.
that bass line and that drum coming in,
yeah.
You know, especially after that,
right.
You know, that snare hit, woo. You know, I love it.
Absolutely. You're right. Let's see. You know what? There's another one. There's another one that you and I and John were talking about. Let's see if this works. It's my first time trying this. Let's did you get to tune this up after we spoke? Remember these?
Yeah. This is the
Focus.
Right. Yeah.
That's Focus. Hocus Pocus.
Focus. Yeah.
From Moving Waves. Now, Rush had an album, Moving Pictures. This was Moving Waves, 1971.
Oh, so this is before Moving Pictures.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, way before Moving Pictures. Yeah.
I tell people all the time, you want to rock, like, you know, 69 to 72. 72 is such a great year. That was like when all this stuff was the beginning of prog rock. Guys were experimenting, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, you know, stuff like that. And these guys, which people laugh at because of the yodeling, but the riff in this song, I think, is such a cool riff.
You think if they took the yodeling out, maybe it would have been a bigger album?
Maybe. You know, this is the only, here it is, right here. Now, dig the bass.
I don't mind it. Listen,
you know, the way the riff kicks in is so classic. It could have been like an 80s metal rock song, the way the riff runs, you know? Here it comes.
See, that's what I'm saying. Musicians would love this.
Simple power chords.
Musicians love this.
You know.
But, you know, like most people that are just listening to music, maybe they'll think that yodeling is like out of place. But
well, they did.
You know, I'm loving it.
You know, back in the day, that was we talk all the time. I was always a big fan of Queen, the band Queen, and still am. Except now they ruined it for me because the movie came out, and that's all the radio stations play is Queen, and I changed the channel. Because, you know, once FM radio gets a hold of it these days, they ruin it. It's over. It's done for.
Mm.
So
I did like Queen. I did, you know.
Yeah.
But absolutely. It's funny how I got into, you know, because when I was in high school, you know, a lot of people didn't know that I was a musician. I mean, just my close friends who came over my house. And
right,
everything.
Right.
And, so, you know, I wanted to be, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire. I wanted to be, you know, like what's called Stevie Wonder, stuff like that back in the day. And you couldn't find too many musicians that would play that. So for me to play with musicians in my high school, I had to learn Blue Oyster Cult. I had to learn Pink Floyd. I had to learn Rush. I had to learn what's the other one? The Who, Led Zeppelin. I had to learn all those.
All the standards,
and,
right?
And you know, like next thing I know, I'm really digging this stuff. I'm like, yo, all right. So it changed my whole world around. You know.
Absolutely.
And plus, it also got you outside your realm, your safety, your comfort zone, you know, like on your instrument.
Well, that's for sure. And then, you meet other guys and other influences, you know.
Yep.
Let's see. I'm trying to do three things at once. That's why I sound kind of convoluted over here. But there's more. Let's try this.
What do you got?
Let's see if that'll work. No, that didn't. Oh, there we go. That's still focused. No, wrong song. I'm sorry. We're convoluted up.
We got a lot going on here, folks. You got to understand.
Yeah, we do. Maybe I'll put that in a break. So, Terry, let's talk a little bit about what you're known for, the LS engines. And I mean, you've got a couple in your own stable that you've worked on.
Every one of my cars just about have LS.
Yeah, and more common, right?
Yeah. I'm getting ready to get back on my 67 Chevelle build.
Nice.
Oh, what is it? No phone call.
Yeah, we got another phone call. Let's do this. While we got it, let's go to the phones. Let's go to the phones and say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths. Hello, caller.
Yes, how you doing? This is Brian Bassone calling in from All Out Live.
Boss one in the house.
What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
What's happening, Boss One? How you doing,
Tell us,
buddy?
What's going on today?
Oh, good, man, good. Let me turn down this over here. So
yeah, turn down the radio. I hear you checking in on Terry, making sure his his radio time goes well, which of course it will. Because he's a pro.
Yeah, Terry's a rock star. Let's put it that way.
Oh, yeah.
And now I know he plays music, so obviously he is some sort of a rock star.
Let me tell you something, Boss One. Those glasses weren't gold, okay?
So those were Lenny Kravitz.
They were brown with gold inlay. Okay, that's it.
They were beautiful. They were beautiful spectacles you had there, sir.
All right,
beautiful.
Buddy. All right, buddy. Yeah, I'm still waiting for your Afro picture. Oh, man.
So how do you guys know each other, Terry?
George Rubistello, because it's a long story. I bought a rotisserie off of George Rubistello.
That's correct. I did not know
that it was George Rubistello when I went up there, you know, but then when he opened the door, I said, this cat looks familiar to me. And we started talking, and it more became a friendship. And then it came out, wait a second, this guy is George Rubistello, the most decorated Pink's driver. And I was like, yo, is your car here? He goes, yeah, it's ripped apart. We're getting ready to start a new show. I was like, you got to let me see it. And he let me see it, and we became friends. And then I went back up there 2 weeks later and filmed some more stuff with him. Mm-hmm. And I met Brian Bassone from him from the ATCO when they were filming out in ATCO.
Okay.
And again, you know, like I got him, you know, start talking with him, and now he became a friend because these guys are just all cool. Like I said, it's all one common cause. It's the car.
Sure.
And so that's how me and him, you know, kicked it off, and we kept talking for a while. And we met up in SEMA again, and he makes fun of my glasses.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fair.
They were interesting, let's put it that way.
They weren't interesting.
It's an insider joke, that's
listen,
all.
Listen, they were expensive. They cost me $3.
There you go.
CBS.
There you
go.
And you know what? And they showed every bit of those $3.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Brian, you know, you got that one. But, Brian, he's got the whole thing going on with Pink's All Out. Or not Pink, the Call Out series.
Now, we had Brian on Plane and Traffic.
Yes, he did.
Right.
Yes, we did.
That was maybe about a month ago?
Yes.
Right. So, actually, Brian, we have met through the internet.
Yes, we have. We have met before, basically, through the internet.
Right.
And since then, we've obviously done a lot, and we're moving along with the 2020 season.
Yep.
We announced that at the PRI show a few weeks ago, which Terry missed, which he was sorely missed over there, and we kind of missed the man.
Sure.
Making up.
But it was a great show. It's been a great 2019. We're looking forward to 2020.
Excellent. Well, we are too. And Brian, keep in touch. You can keep in touch on this show if you like. You can always give us a call and update the listeners on this end what's going on. We'll help get your information out there for you.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it, man.
And the first season is going to be in Delaware, right?
Yeah, actually. So 2020, we launched the schedule, but actually, it's going to be South Carolina. Motorplex will be number one. I think that's on the January, March. March, I think it's March 15th.
Wow.
It is. That'll be one. We're going to stay there. We're going to do a special for the Call Out, which is our second show in South Carolina. And then we're off to Ocean City, Maryland for the you know, US 13, we're going to do it during the Ocean City cruise. So our schedule will be up on alloutlive.com. So if anybody's interested in you know, participating or joining in or just spectating, they go to alloutlive.com, check that out. The schedule will be up, locked in and loaded. A few things probably right before the first of the year here in the next week or so. We just got to solidify the final contracts before we stick our foot in our mouth. But right now, it's a go for 8 events, two special call out, no preps, the $25,000 races. And most of our stuff is tagged to big events like Wilbur Dream Cruise, Ocean City Cruise, Cruise the Coast, and the Gulf over here. Good stuff like that. And of course, I think Terry knows too, when we did a big announcement in SEMA, was we're putting it together right now with Senator Mark Menard of West Virginia, the first legal street drag racing event to ever happen in West Virginia.
Nice.
Well, I tell you what, Boss One,
good stuff to come.
Yeah, definitely. In Maryland, have my pass at the door, please. And what's it called?
It will be waiting.
The crab,
and we'll have a
dinner
glasses for you, too.
Oh, geez.
Excellent.
Some new glasses.
Brian, please keep us in touch on all that great stuff coming up. And don't be a stranger. Give us a call anytime you feel free.
You got it, guys. Have a great day, okay? Have a great holiday. We'll speak to both of you.
Thanks, Brian. Same to you.
To you and yours.
Thank you.
Stay easy, guys.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Excellent. Very good. You know what? Another segment goes by. Time for another break. You know what? I think I'm going to take the sticks on this one. I'll do the intro.
There you go. Which ones you want?
Oh, I got the real old ones.
The real old
40-year-old wood.
Oh, I can tell you this side looks these two right here.
That's them, yes. and then we'll be back with more Motor Mouth Radio. Take your calls and talk to Terry because here's your chance, and you get to do that live on the air.
I appreciate that.
On 90.3 WHPC. I'm going to hit it.
Hit it.
Folks, I'm Mel Tillis, and you ain't gonna believe this.
Hi, this is Wanda Jackson.
Hi, this is Loretta Lynn.
Hi, neighbor. This is Charlie Louvin.
Hi, everybody. This is Bobby Bear.
Hello, everybody. This is Ronnie Millsap.
Hello, friends. This is Mike Wiseman.
Hi, this is Lynn Anderson.
Hello, friends. This is Jim Ed Brown.
Hi, friend. This is Charlie Pride.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skagg.
And this is Michael Anthony. Join me and my legendary friends as we travel down Old Country Road that Sunday evenings from 8 to 10. We'll pick you up at the next corner. Why don't you join us as we head down Old Country Road for miles and miles and miles right here on 90.3 WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College.
This show is brought to you by On the Road Again Motorcycle School. Hi, I'm Steve Bertolini, the president of On the Road Again Motorcycle School, and I'd like to tell you that life is short, so live a little by learning how to ride a motorcycle. Classes are available from beginner riders to advanced, including private lessons. Lessons are offered on the campuses of Nassau Community College and Suffolk Community College, also offering the license waiver class, where you can skip the DMV. More information about On the Road Again Motorcycle School can be found by calling 631-862-RIDE. That's 631-862-RIDE. Or online at lrn2ride.com.
Oh, I am so glad the sax guy showed up today. Terry, thank you for bringing him. I know it was hard to fit him in the car with the brass.
Yeah, with a Camaro, you know, it's called. Yeah, we had to have his tuba sticking out. Well, what does he got? Sax, sticking out of the back,
There's a trombone, too. Yeah. There's a little bit of everything. We're going to get Benny Goodman next week. We're back, 90.3 WHPC. We are going to the phones on Motor Mouth Radio and going to say hi. You're on with Terry and Ray.
Ray and Terry, you guys are the best. Barry from the People's Republic of Syosset calling.
What's going on, Barry?
I tell you, you know, every time I'm ready to give up on everything, you guys come out with a great show. I just wanted to, before I forget, Terry, I'm a self-taught musician. I performed at Atlantic City. I played sax, clarinet, flute, trumpet, and keys.
Ah, windman and keys.
I know. And I got into cars. It's a long story, but I know everybody else wants to call in and hog the line. But my dad danced with Fred Astaire, and one day he brought home a pair of sticks from Ray McKinley. I think they were 8A's, Terry.
Yeah.
I think Ray McKinley played with the original Basie band, I think. It's a long time ago. Also, I saw Billy Cobham twice when he was with, the band was Spectrum, I think.
Yep, Spectrum, yes.
That's the album.
It was like 76 or something.
Yes.
And the Brecker Brothers were there. And I was playing sax at the time, you know. After the concert, I don't know who the bass player was. I forget. Maybe it's the guy who died. I forget. But Billy Cobham, he had like a 14-piece kit.
He still does.
Oh, he's sick.
Barry,
he's
let
sick.
Me let me try something here. Let's,
yeah.
Let's see if this is going to come up.
I'm on 3G, Ray, so that's a problem.
This is Billy Cobham here.
Look how technical
that's
sound.
Tight.
That's tight, you know?
Yeah, I actually cried after I heard Michael Brecker play because his runs were so incredible. And I worked for the radio station for a while, and I saw Woody Shaw, Sonny Fortune. It was just an incredible time in the 70s.
It was,
and,
yeah, right.
You know, and even vinyl, you know, you know what the problem right now with me feeling like I'm giving up? The people that I deal with right now do not understand about the 70s. They're new immigrant people. They're apolitical. They're amusical. They're not into Inagata DeVita. They're not into Vanishing Point and Barry Newman. They're not into stunt driving, you know.
Yeah.
I hate to monopolize the conversation, but I got into cars because my dad would bring home his old Chevy Bel Air, the 62. And I said, what did the guy do? He did points, plugs, and condenser.
Right.
And I says, what's a point? Like a pencil point?
Yeah.
And my mother said, don't bother him. Why don't you read a book about it? So I ended up working for Allen and teaching diagnostics. Well, they had the SEA analyzers, the big box.
Sure.
Yeah, had to have one. Yeah, big, huge thing. It had like maybe like 10 gauges in that thing and everything.
Right.
And they had the primitive ancient oscilloscope analog. And it was just, it was after the Sun, like the 1031. And then Sun came out with the Interrogator, which was a beautiful thing that blew, you know, when everything went away and like California, the Bar 90 problem.
Right.
But you're motivating me because I know that there are out there, there are people who are into cars and music.
Barry, that's what it's about.
Yep.
You know, we're here to share. If we get to motivate a little bit, that's just the icing on the cake. Because, you know, it's infectious. I found it's infectious. When you share good stuff, people will you know, they'll pick it up. And the ones that don't, hey, that's their problem.
And the cool thing about music and cars, it transcends everything. I mean, no matter what your political beliefs are, no matter what you believe as far as, like, what's right or wrong, you go to a car show, we all won. Because, you know, and the beautiful thing is that no one's going to mess with your car at a car show. I've seen people have, you know, like the kids are like, you know, running around acting a little crazy as kids do. And, you know, they don't have the sense of what's what as far as adults do when it comes to cars. And I've seen people tell other kids, hey, that's not your car. Get off it. So the safest place your car could be is at a car show. And like I said, you know, you got like-minded people. Once you get an area, when you have a whole bunch of people that are like-minded, like, and the common cause is a car, and, you know, everything else, their spiritual beliefs, their, you know, all their beliefs, it goes out the window. It all comes down with just what's at hand, the car. And that's
I agree.
A beautiful
thing. I think my mission, my resolution for 2020 is to find more like-minded people. Because you know what it is? Like I'm bending over backwards to deal with my neighbors. Like I have to learn Mandarin. I have to learn Bengali. But they don't want to learn about 1972 Camaros. You know, they're not into it. I got to find people like you guys. Well, that's why you're inspiring me today.
Barry, of course, the thing to do on the internet is follow us. Follow us on the social media platforms.
Yeah. Always posting.
And you can see, like, we put pictures up. Terry's stuff is great. His videos are fantastic. For the educational purpose alone. And, and do that, and call Motormouth Radio. We'll be always happy to talk to you.
Mm-hmm. I will, Ray. Pleasure talking to you guys. I hate to talk so much, but it's been...
No problem. You're wonderful.
Have a wonderful holiday. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Festivus.
Thanks, Barry. Same to you, brother.
Season's greetings, brother.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Let's see. You know, while this was so inspiring to me because this was my favorite. This is the one, right? Yeah. This is how Spectrum starts, the album Spectrum.
Yeah. Yeah, ridiculous.
Right?
You see?
The man defies logic.
Him, Neil Peart, Stuart Copeland, which is who I pattern myself after. I think he's like a god. These are guys that, where you listen to them, and no matter how good you think you are.
Ah. Yeah. You know what I like? I'm a big guy. I love the transitions in music.
Mm.
It's like, now right here, he's going to build. They're going to build probably with, I think it's with a clavichord or something. It's an electronic device. It just builds to the next level of the song. And of course, I don't write music, so I don't understand all the technicalities of it, but, you know... I saw him do this.
You hear his roll?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. You know? But I just saw him do this a couple years ago at a local place out in Suffolk County. And now here it comes. Here it comes. Now we're building. There it is. I love this guitar
and bass,
Yeah.
The guitar is like a gated, muted, something like that.
Well, look, he's all the way down on the front.
Oh, he's all the way down the front, yeah.
This piece, he's got to be playing like off the fretboard.
And it's clean as well. You don't hear any, you know, slide of the strings or anything.
No. You know, I always wanted to do a music show.
You're doing one.
1973, this album came out.
Yeah.
And you know, and a lot of people back then just, you know, they didn't want to know about it. They wanted to know about Top 40, AM, you know, what was on ABC.
Well, you know what I think? I think the musicians back then, you know, like, were, you had to have a certain level. I mean, like, now you just... play a drum for like 2 years and you could become a rock star if you had the right, you know, music behind you and everything.
Yeah.
And I think you just had to really study your craft back then, because even now, you had bands. You had bands back then. Now you have like a headliner with a band.
So, right.
And they always change the, you know, like depending on when they go, they always change the musicians.
Sure.
So, you know, like I mentioned Earth, Wind & Fire. They had the same 9 core group of people from when they first went from the Salty Peppers all the way to, I guess maybe the first person left was Al McKay back like in 83. And so it was the same core 9 members. And
Tower
of Power, exactly.
There you go.
There's another one, yeah. Yeah. You know.
Oh, those bands, that's fantastic. So, and that's the thing, you know, that funk, the funk fusion. I mean, when I got into that, it was like, wow, this, you know, there's rock? What's rock was almost like kid music.
No.
You know, compared to
And the
technologically, the craftsmanship you had to have. But you know what? I know people want to hear about cars, they don't want to hear about music. But you know what? This is my one time. This is I'm actually getting to play with some music today. So now people are getting to see what lays inside my head. These are the songs that go through my head all the time. I'm always thinking of the riffs, like you said.
You gotta. And like I said, I was a hip hop artist for a while.
Yeah.
Back in the mid-90s, and you know, I was the DJ, you know, like back when we had like 3 turntables and we were just cutting it up.
Yes.
So, you know, you had to make the music, and then you know, what'd you do? You had samples.
Right.
And so that's how also I got to learn about, all these other, type of music, because when I went, I was like, I got to get some records to sample. So I used to go to garage sales, pick up a crate of records for like 10 cents.
Right, right.
And next thing, matter of fact, I got the Beatles, the White Album. I got three of them, and they have four pictures of them.
Yes, that's correct.
Four separate pictures of them.
And that's correct.
I got one brand new. I don't know how much it's worth, but.
And then go by pressing it all. You know what we're going to do, Terry? We're going to take our last break.
Okay.
And take care of business. Then we'll come back. We're going to talk about some LS conversions.
We're going to talk about conversions, yes.
And I'll tell you what we're going to do. You know, we're piping this in because it's going to be remote. But Joe's going to do he's going to do the bass lead. I want you to do the finger snapping on this one.
Okay.
And then we'll be back with more on 90.3 WHPC.
Shake off the realities of the day, broaden your musical horizons, and embrace the diversity every Monday afternoon at 5 for 2 hours of Revelations. The show offers a potently unique collection of music with an emphasis on themes and rock rarities, an occasional tour de force of blues and soul mixed with compelling sets of folk and folk rock. I'm Steve Kay, and I've got the perfect soundtrack for your drive home every Monday afternoon at 5. On Revelations, right here on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
This is Dennis Pitzenberger from Sticker Shock, and if you're not listening to Motormouth Radio, boy, you are lost in the smoke of the burnout. Make sure to tune in each and every week because these guys are exactly what you want to hear. Real car guys, real talk, every single weekend.
All hit music.
For all those songs radio has forgotten about, join me, Big Ed, Mondays from 10 a.m. till noon for the Good Gold Show. We'll bring back all the great hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, and more. The sounds of doo-wop to disco, all the Motown, soul, and great rock and roll. We'll even take your requests and dedications to the Good Gold Show.
Music.
On the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC, and streaming on the iHeartRadio app.
Man, I know the horns, I know the string section, we know who's on drums and finger popping and bass, but man, I don't know who that piano player is, but this cat can play, man. He can tickle those ivories.
No, no doubt.
You got a good one, Terry. I tell you, I'm going to book the town through you from now on because you got it all laid down pat, brother.
Yeah, this great. Like cram them all in as ZL1. They're here, man.
So, people want to know, and I do too, I mean, this is like one of those blanket questions that you really almost can't. What is the hardest part or the most challenging part about swinging an LS into an older car?
Well, the thing is that, like the tunnel. Depending on what car you have, like the A-body's got the smallest tunnel, and that seems to be the most common, the most popular car that people want to go and put an LS in. So you're going to have to do modifications to the tunnel. And but it depends also if you're gonna go with let's say a T56, okay, you're gonna have to close the tunnel up a little bit because especially like a Camaro or Nova, you may have to do a little massaging, but you have a big hole, you have that big square where that Muncie went in,
right?
And so you gotta close that up. But as far as the preparation, and when I started first doing the LS installs, there were no companies out that were making kits.
Right.
Like right now you have companies that even give you a piece of the tunnel that you could weld in place. And it tells you, they give you a template, cut this area out, weld this in, and you're good to go.
It's like back in the day in the 70s when we were doing V8 Vega conversions.
Yes.
Chet Herbert was made kits, but before that there was nobody, and guys were on there. Same exact thing.
No.
Yeah, everything old is new again.
No, yes.
I mean, well, I'll show you some pictures later what I had to do to put a TKO 600 Tremec in my A-body.
Right.
They gave me a template. and I laid it out on the floor, and I said, no way am I cutting that much of the floor out. These guys, and I made a hole just big enough for the shifter. I made it big enough for the square block. Next thing you know, I'm cutting and cutting. The hole was the size of the template. And it killed me because the floor was perfect. But, you know, oil pans, I think, oil pans and engine mounts and accessory drives seem to be very big problems.
Well, you know, they have, like the Holley, they have the oil pan. Because what's happening is most people like to, they don't like to, but they go with that truck oil pan, like from H2. You know, those Hummers. But
the problem is
that oil pan will hang below, especially like in a Chevelle, it will hang below the K frame, the frame of it. If you hit a rock, you're not hitting the frame, you're hitting you know, the pan. But you know, so now they just got the kits that you could just do it all in one. Matter of fact, what we're gonna be doing is Kevin Tetz, he's gonna, you know, he mentioned in SEMA that we're gonna be doing a LS conversion and a Miata, and we also gonna be putting an LSA on there. And I'm gonna, you know, help, you know, like he says, from, you know, I'm gonna come down and I'm gonna be on the show with him doing this. And you know, I got a lot of other stuff, you know, like panning out that's you know, you'll see a little bit more of me on TV, which is kind of cool.
Excellent. And you should be on TV.
I appreciate
that. You got the chops for it. The other thing I was blanket question again. If people are looking for an LS, like at the shop, I was at the shop the other day and my buddy says, hey, you know, we got a, they took a truck and he goes, you know, here's, it's an LS in it. I guess it's an LY6, right? It's a truck engine, right?
That's my favorite engine.
So what would, that the question is, if people are going to buy an LS, a junkyard LS to put in their car, which one would you recommend?
If you're going with a, depends on where you're going. It depends on what you want to do with this car.
A street cruiser, you know, street cruiser.
I mean,
you know,
any LS basically will make a beautiful street cruiser. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you're going to go with like a 5.3, you know, the lower ones, like 5.3, 4.8, they like to be turboed.
You know?
So those are the ones that really, you know, you, and they're cheap. Those are the ones that people overlook. They go straight to the 6.0s and 6.2s.
Yeah.
And then when you get to the 6.0, like the LY6, that's a 6.2, I'm sorry, 6.0 with LS3 heads. And a lot of people overlook the cathedral port heads. Cathedral port heads are very fine.
I know we got into that, and Tori was telling us all about the round port.
Yeah,
you know, and how that was the, I guess for the higher horsepower applications. Yeah. But I read some good things about cathedral port heads.
No, you can get cathedral port. The only reason I don't like cathedral port heads, I shouldn't say I don't like them. The only problem I would have with them is, because I put LSA superchargers just on everything I do.
Yes.
I know. I'm out of control. And the LSA supercharger is a square port. Or should we say a rectangle. It looks more like a rectangle. And when you have a cathedral port, now you're going to have to go and get adapter plates. And once you get adapter plates, then you can put the LSA on it, because it goes from one side is going to be a cathedral port to the other side is going to be a rectangular port, which matches the LSA. But the problem, you know, I see the problem being is it's one more place that can fail.
Right. Okay.
Because you're sandwiched in a piece of material between...
Anytime there's an adapter.
Well, anytime there's an adapter, you could have a failure.
Right.
And so that's why I'm and plus it's also going to raise the height of the LSA.
Which changes the angles.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of these cars is so close with the, you know, with the LSA in it.
Yeah.
You know, from Jump Street, now you're going to introduce like maybe another half inch, which could be a problem.
Sure. Yeah, then there's hood clearances, depending on the car that you're working on and all. You got to be clay checking your air cleaner.
Yeah, you got to be, exactly.
I did that. I made a custom air cleaner for my Fiat Spider out of a ceiling fan because it just looked cool and it was brass. And, and I needed a project. So I was out there and I'm brazing and playing, and it was good for my mind to do that. And I broke the cardinal rule of hot rodding. Once I put it on and then went to close the hood didn't close. I never checked it before. I broke the cardinal rule. Like, always check it before you finish it.
Cowhood time.
Oh, well. Well, now for a Fiat Spider.
Yeah.
Actually, that hood actually has bump outs on it that they put in. So, yeah, it just, you know, I mean, there's limits to everything. And that.
Yeah, there is. I mean, I'm going to get back on my 67 Chevelle because a lot of people are asking about that car.
Yeah.
And where I stand now with it is right before the Trailblazer went down. I did the board. Oh, another phone call.
I know who this is. We're going to go to the phones and go to the phone quick and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, guys. It's Hey Macho Man Brian.
We were just talking about you.
Yeah, how's it going, Brian?
What's going on, Brian? Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
I told Ray, you guys got to have a two-hour show.
Yeah.
You guys don't get through enough.
On shows like this, we sure do. Yeah, we only have the hour.
Yeah, we were just talking about you, man.
Oh, that's, my ears were burning. I knew it, so I had to call in.
Oh, excellent.
How you doing, man? How you doing, Brian?
We're just hanging out. Had a little lunch. Get ready to finish up some Christmas shopping and get ready for the spirits.
Nice. Right, right. What's the season? What's new on the truck this week for Christmas? You got it all decorated out? You got?
Well, no, I kind of slipped this year. It was a little slow on getting all dude it up for the Christmas holidays.
Okay.
But we always have buy a toolbox, get a free 60-inch TV. That's always a good one.
Oh, cool. Wow.
And we got some diagnostics. We got the new Max Light. So there's a few things on the truck. So hopefully I can be a short week, and we'll get right back into it in the new year.
Right, right. Hit it and keep going. Yeah, well, that's good. Hey, listen, it caught us all a little off guard this year. The holidays came a little quicker. There was less time. We lost a week, and everybody I know is just behind the eight ball. We're all fighting and scrapping, and I have to stop.
I don't know.
I got to stop on the way home and do some stuff. So we're just.
I'm usually a lot better at it, and like I said, it was just kind of weird. I don't know if the whole being late with Thanksgiving or what, but
yes,
all of a sudden I turned around and said, man, what happened? So
exactly.
It hits you real quick.
Oh, well.
Well, Brian, of course, I was going to say, you're another one of our the cadre from Playing in Traffic. That's where we had met you. And, we got another week left to the year. I don't know what I'm going to be doing next week, but we have I got a few things in the works. But, just before we get off, I just want to thank you for being part of what we do and helping us out. And, you're a great help to all of us in the community.
Oh, no, I appreciate it, Ray. You guys have a great show, and like I said, great friendship. And
always
have to work on Terry about the 55 and 56 thing, but I'm not going to go into that.
All right.
Not budget.
And maybe we can get him to start converting some of those Coyote motors instead of the LS stuff.
Yeah, but for the Mustang, right.
No. Yeah, we haven't. Maybe he'll hit his head and it'll be a new Terry. But we still love him, though. We still love him.
Well, you know what? I got a Lincoln Mark 8 that I'm getting ready to put an LS in.
Woohoo! Oh, God, there he goes, man. You just had to stick the fork in me, huh? Oh,
yep. Man, you are finished, brother.
Oh, that's something.
Oh, man.
All right, guys. Well, I'll let you wrap up the show, and we'll be in touch. And you guys have a safe holiday, okay?
Thanks, Brian.
You and yours, brother.
We'll be in touch soon. Thank you. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So long. That was Matt Goman, Brian. You can follow him, too. Follow him on Facebook and on Instagram. Hey, Matt Goman. He is a Matco tool dealer down in Maryland. And I'll show you. I'll show you the ratchet that I just got from Brian. He custom-built a couple of ratchets for us, for me and my buddy at the shop that are – you can't buy them that way off the truck. They got to be custom-made. And Brian will do that. He says, he doesn't do it for everybody because – it's a quarter-inch drive ratchet with a 3/8 head. So to get in a tight spot. So if you're thinking, 3/8 and you could muscle it, you could. He said the fear is like someone could break this thing in and send it in for warranty, and it doesn't exist in the books because it was custom made. So they wouldn't know what to do. So he says, I like to sell those to people who are going to use it for the right intent. Mm-hmm. So Brian's a great friend, and check him out on social media. He's on. We linked him on MotorMouthRadio.com as well. So we got about three minutes or so to go. Terry, we're going to wrap it up. Any LS thoughts? What's going to be going on for the new year? Anything trending that you can talk about?
I got a couple of things, like I said, I'm working, as far as programs and stuff that I don't like to do. And I'm going to introduce a new segment because with the comments and questions that I get, I also get questions with general knowledge, like maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to start doing a line of videos for general maintenance matter of fact, I started one yesterday where the cabin filter.
Yeah.
Because most of my videos are, performance-based.
Right.
And there's a lot of people that always ask me as far as questions like general maintenance, how to change your power steering pump fluid, how to do certain things, windshield wipers, stuff like that.
Okay.
And I do have stories where I've seen people get taken advantage of. So
yeah,
my best way to combat that is to start doing videos of, regular general maintenance. And, I'm hoping that turns out pretty well.
Well, that's it. Arm people with knowledge and then they can go on and
take exactly. Because like I said, my whole thing is I don't want people to buy their dreams. I want them to build their dreams. And hopefully this will be a step where, maybe they'll get a little confidence in, doing things themselves to the point where they might want to take it to the next level and put an LS in one of their cars.
Sure.
You always got to take baby steps and, hopefully I can, provide them for them.
No, that's great. And the thing that that has ticked me off recently is I started watching YouTube on my smart TV.
Mm-hmm.
So I watch your videos on a TV.
I appreciate
so I can like them, but there's no way to comment on them. I have to remember to go back to the computer.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, by the time I do that, I forget. So I've been, that's why you haven't seen my comments for a while.
Yeah, that's all good. That's
I'm watching good. It on the TV. But
yeah, because a lot of stuff jumped off once I came back from SEMA. You know, like, especially a lot of people, I got a lot of comments on the video that I did when I woke up in the hotel room. That was funny.
Yeah.
That was a last minute thing.
You do a lot of funny stuff. There's definitely a lot of you keep that the content is there, and the you know, you keep it light and airy. It's educational because you show the stupid little, hey, you know what, this thing doesn't fit, we got to mount it somewhere, let's work out some brackets,
figure it out, man. That's what it's about, all hot rod, and, you know, like making things fit that never was supposed to. And so that's what we do, and that's what I'm all about, man.
Absolutely. And we look forward to more of that in the new year with you, because how much time a week do you spend on your editing process and all? It's got to be...
Well, the thing is, see, a lot of people don't realize that when you do a video, let's say a 4-minute video, you're looking at least, I mean, once you have the footage, because it takes time to put the footage, you also got to think about what you're going to do. Most of my stuff is on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
But then once you get all the footage and everything, and you have it sitting right there, and now you're about to edit, 4-minute video, you're looking at maybe at least 10 hours.
Wow.
At least 10 hours.
That's
and that depends, you know, like that's putting the comments in, you know, like if you're going to throw music in, you know, breaking it up, editing and all that. And now you got to go back and you got to look at it, because I like to look at my videos for like a day before I post it.
Right. Smart.
And because, you know, you don't want to have regrets.
Right.
And so I hate saying, oh, this could have been better if I did this and waited. So.
Well, I'll tell you what could be better. This the airwaves going to be can be innumerably better coming up in about a half a minute, because Kim is on with Thunder Road, Best of Bruce Springsteen, coming up next. We're going to be out of here. Terry, thank you for coming in.
My pleasure, man. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and I appreciate you. I really appreciate you.
Follow us. We'll be back next week with more of this stuff on 90.3 WHPC.
Be easy.
See ya. Be easy, right.